Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Irish on Tap, a podcast about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish presented to you by On Tap Sportsnet. I'm your host, Brandon Suarez. You can follow me on Twitter at BDon300. And today, I'm going to be doing one of two things. First, we're going to talk about last week's absolute trouncing of Wisconsin at Soldier Field. I watched Notre Dame play a better football game than I'll watch my Chicago Bears play the entire season on that field. So that was great to see. And then we're going to get into this weekend's matchup against Cincinnati. No time off, right back to it, right back in the grind, right back up against it's not a Power 5 opponent, but it's the best opponent that the Group of 5 has to offer. And this is potentially the biggest game in their program's history. Brian Kelly used to be the head coach at Cincinnati, so there's a little bit of history there. And then obviously Marcus Freeman, our new defensive coordinator, was the defensive coordinator there for quite some time, just came over to Notre Dame this past season. So before we get into that, let's get back into this victory against Wisconsin. So it was a pretty close game. Everyone expected it to be a real tight game. I didn't expect us to win by that much. I knew that we were going to win. I had a feeling that we were going to win. I just didn't expect it to be that level of thumping. And obviously Graham Mertz, at the end of the game, was just playing catch with the Notre Dame DBs and linebackers. Drew White got one back to the crib. Jack Kaiser got one back to the crib. Like, it was an insane second half, and I couldn't be prouder of this team. The defense had question marks going into this game. They hold Wisconsin to 13 points. They create three turnovers in which they finished all of them in the end zone. And then on top of that, Chris Tyree has a kick return for a touchdown, which was a huge momentum play at the time of the game because we had just lost the lead going into the fourth quarter. And it was when Wisconsin was playing their goofy-ass jump around song. So you obviously love to see that. But, you know, Drew Pine stepped up. Jack Cohn went down. This was as grinded out and real junkyard win that Notre Dame has had in as recent years. And the thing was, is like Wisconsin, I think they were a six point favorite, if I'm not mistaken. And most people had us written off. Most people were like, they played Florida State close. They almost lost to Toledo, blah, 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 blah. We have better players than Wisconsin. We recruit better than Wisconsin. Our quarterback is better than Wisconsin. And Drew Pine played better than Graham Mertz, even coming off the bench in a reliever role. This team knew what they were doing out there. And the only reason why it was close for three quarters was because Wisconsin's defense really came to play. If you look at the difference, it's basically all the fourth quarter. It was a 31-3 fourth quarter. They outgained us by a lot of yards, but obviously when you get three pick sixes and a kick return all in the same quarter, it wasn't three pick sixes all in the same quarter. It was two pick sixes and a kick return, and then Kevin Austin's touchdown from Drew Pine. And then throw, you know, Jonathan Dewar, a little field goal in there. He missed one earlier in the game, and then he hit a 51-yarder before or right halfway through the second. And he had a chance in the first for, I think, like a 39-yarder. It was not a great moment for him, but he bounces back, makes two more kicks on the day. And, yeah, five turnovers total for Wisconsin. They outgained us by 60 yards, and time of possession was pretty fair, pretty even. But, yeah, Kaiser's was a 66-yarder. That's a long way for a linebacker. And then Drew White, 45-yarder. That's a long way for a linebacker as well. If you look at the way our defense played, outside the turnovers, you throw in the turnovers, it's a perfect game. But even outside the turnovers, they played a phenomenal game. Like, if we didn't have three pick sixes at the end of this game, I still don't think that Wisconsin would have won this game. Like, we still would have gotten our stops. Graham Mertz is a bum. This defense really exposed him and really made him look like an underclassman, like someone that wasn't ready for the spotlight or the situation that they were in. And it was proven out there on Saturday at Soldier Field. They really quieted down that crowd, and they really did their thing. And it was one of those things where, going into this season, I didn't know what we had with Jack Cohn. I didn't know what we had with this team. I didn't know what to expect. Obviously, I'm a positive and I'm an optimistic guy, but I even came on this show and said probably 10-2 or 9-3, it's somewhere in that range. That's probably where we're going to end up finishing. And it is what it is. Like, I have since changed my mind on that. If we get past Cincinnati, we're winning the rest of our games. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I know there's a lot of upsets in college football. Miami just lost to Virginia tonight. Ohio beat Bowling Green, which is in Ohio, beat Minnesota. They were 30-point dogs. Florida State lost to Jacksonville State, I believe it was, and they were 27-point underdogs. Like, there is college football upsets more than there is in any other sport outside of, like, European soccer, maybe. I've seen two, like, plus 2,000 teams win the last 2 days watching, like, Europa League and Champions League. I'm a big soccer guy, too, but, yeah. Notre Dame, dogs, going into this game again. I believe it's – and we're at home, too, which really doesn't make sense to me. But here, let me – before I get into Cincinnati, let me wrap up. Offensive player of the game. I'm going to give it to Drew because, like, Drew Pine did not show up to Soldier Field on Saturday thinking that he was going to play. And he played well. He, you know, protected the football and he moved the ball down the field. Obviously, you would have liked to see him get more points, but the defense helped him out. So it turned out to not be too big of an issue. But offensively, I'm going to go Drew Pine. I think he deserved it. I think you got to just give it to a guy that has been waiting in the wings. We kind of thought he was going to be the starter going into this year. And then it turned out that we got Jack Cohn. So that is what it is. And all three quarterbacks, Jack Cohn, Tyler Buchner, and Drew Pine Cone, have all been talked about starting this week. So we don't know who's playing this week. All three are available is what I saw, like, from Notre Dame media on Twitter. I could be wrong. If someone knows more on the situation, I'm always down for a DM just to let me know. That'd be great. But from what I saw, all three will be available to play on Saturday. Who knows which one they'll go with. Maybe they'll play Drew Pine. Maybe they'll play Jack Cohn. It's a very, very touchy situation because Cohn left in the middle of the game, and we really didn't know what was going to happen, and Drew Pine finished the game in a very positive manner. So defensively, I'm just going to go linebacking core. Jack Kaiser, Drew White, guys like that, both had pick sixes. Both stopped the run real well. Held Wisconsin to only 318 total yards, which, you know, most teams throw for 300 in a college game, not get only 318 as, you know, a full offense. So I thought that was phenomenal to see from our linebackers, especially too at the end of the game to go and close it out. I mean, I know there wasn't much time left, but still, like, phenomenal stuff. And then special teams, obviously, we'll give it to Dewar for making his kicks. And you obviously want to make that third one, but it didn't even matter at the end of the day. But going into this week, so this week's a huge matchup. This week is, I'm going to go ahead and say, the most important game for us this season. We have Cincinnati this week at home, and then we travel to Virginia Tech, play USC. We're at home against UNC, play at home against Navy, go on the road against Virginia. They're a frisky team. And then we play Georgia Tech at home and finish with Stanford on the road. So you get through Cincinnati, and, you know, the rest of the schedule could be very easy for them. There's obviously, you know, Virginia Tech, they're obviously going to give you their best punch. And going into Virginia Tech is always a tough game on the road. But we're 4-0 right now. We're a third of the way through the season. The team hasn't looked their best, and they're still undefeated. You know, come back late against Toledo. Down to the wire game against Florida State, absolutely thump Wisconsin. And then you beat Purdue by two touchdowns. And that was a close game most of the way through it. And then the end, we pull away and win by two touchdowns. But for the last two games to have only given up 26 points combined after giving up 38 and 29 in the secondary, looking real vulnerable, I'm really proud at the strides that the team has made. And I'm optimistic about this team finishing at the very least in a New Year's Six Bowl. There's no way this team drops two games. USC will be a fun game. It will be a tough game. But USC is in a transition phase, and I don't think they're going to come into South Bend and beat us. We've got to stay on our toes, and we have a bye week in between Virginia Tech and USC. So this week, the 2nd, 2:30 Eastern Time, 1:30 Central, against Cincinnati at home. They're plus 105, plus 1.5, so it's a pick 'em. But it's better than betting 110 to win 100. You know, you bet 100 or you bet 50 or 25 or whatever a responsible unit for you is, and you get a little extra juice. I'm saying this is a lock again this week. I said it was last week. I said take the points and the money line. Do the same this week. It's finally good to see our team not -27.5, where you're just like, yeah, this, I'm not even going to bet this. Like, there's no point. Like, let's just win a football game. So this is a big matchup. This is the Brian Kelly Bowl. This is the Marcus Freeman Bowl. This is Indiana versus Ohio. This is, you know, two neighboring states. And Cincinnati is a program that throughout most of my life has had relevant football programs. Like, they've had relevant players. They've done well. A lot of it happened when Brian Kelly was there, but they're always a team that's frisky since then. And, you know, you see it in, I believe they're in the American Conference is what they're currently in. I think they're going, or I know they're going to the Big 12, but they're in the American Conference right now. So that's like Memphis, SMU, Tulane, ECU, a lot of those like high powered, like we're going to try and score 60 point teams, you know, those type of teams. So what I want to say is this game comes down to how our defense handles Desmond Ridder. That's their quarterback. He can run the football. He's a real smart quarterback, a real smart kid, makes great decisions with the ball, doesn't really turn the ball over, and can, like I said, he can hurt you with his legs, so he can extend plays, and he can make stuff happen that most other quarterbacks can't happen. He's definitely going to be a player that you'll want to keep your eye out for. I'm not going to say he'll be like first, second, or third round pick, but he'll get picked up by an NFL team, and he'll probably be on an NFL roster next year. Our defense is coming into this game the hottest they have been all year. And I couldn't ask them to have a better momentum going into this game. Cincinnati is a grinded out team, but they can also put points up on the board. They can put them up on the board and hurry. They have a running back by the name of Jerome Ford, who is no slouch, 5'11", 220 pounds. He's averaging 6 yards a carry on the season, 50 carries for 300 yards with 6 touchdowns. And if you just see the way he runs, he has a low center of gravity. He, you know, arm tackle's not going to get him. You want to keep your legs moving and drive through him. But our game plan is more predicated on what we do and how we can make sure that we don't beat ourselves via turnovers, via broken coverages and stuff on the defensive side of the ball. And I think this is a game that we should win by at least a touchdown. Maybe it's a field goal game, but as long as the W is in the column next to our name after the game, it won't matter to me, because this is – now that North Carolina just sucks, they lost last week to Georgia Tech, who also, like I always like to bring this up, lost to NIU, my school that I go to. And, I don't see us losing to Cincinnati. I think it's going to be a good game. I think that this could turn into a shootout. I'm not confident in saying that it will, but we've played in more shootouts than we've played in grinded out games, I guess you would say. And I wouldn't call last week a shootout, but the first 2 weeks and the last 2 weeks were totally different teams. I don't know if I believe that Cincinnati will score more than like 21 or 24 points. So maybe I'll rescind the shootout type game. Maybe it'll be a little bit closer, but I think this is a game that Notre Dame has to be themselves. They have to commit to the run early, get the offensive line some confidence, because that's a unit that has not played great this season, as Notre Dame fans were spoiled into having such great offensive lines. And this year, it simply just is not it. They have to find a way to fine-tune things for the tougher games on the schedule like this week. They played a pretty decent game last week, but obviously Jack Cohn got hurt. So you never want to see that during a game that is, one, against his old team, and two, against a ranked opponent at a neutral site where, yeah, Drew probably did prepare, and he probably was ready for that moment. I don't think that was when he thought his true opportunity was going to come. But he made the best of it, and the Irish won the game very convincingly. And I think that going into this week for my score prediction, You know, look at the over-under. I didn't even look at the over-under. It's probably like 50 on the dot. 50.5. Wow. I'm a degenerate. But, yeah, this is a game that I think is going to finish like 27-21, 28-21, maybe 28-24. Notre Dame's going to come away with the victory on this one. Don't be surprised if Cincinnati jumps on us early. Like, they're a team that, if you throw out the Indiana game, they like to get up on teams early, and I know they're playing lesser competition, but you got to look at this as we need to find a way to get into a position to win the football game or be up at the half so that we won't even have to worry about it. So if we can get early points, if we can control the time of possession, if we can control the field position and make sure that we don't set them up in plus territory because they're always going to capitalize if we set them up on the other side of the 50, we will win this football game. Do it in within like, I would say like 4 to 10 points is probably like the score margin that I'll have for this game. But Notre Dame, I'll put a number on it. Notre Dame 28, Cincinnati 24. That'll be my like final stick to it score prediction. But offensively, I think it's a Kyren Williams game. I think it's a let's wear them out on the ground. Let's feed them both of our backs and see if they can stop them. Because with guys like Kyren Williams and Chris Tyree in your backfield, then you throw in, you know, Joe Wilkins, Avery Davis, Braden Lindsey, Michael Meyer in the passing game. We have more than enough weapons and more than enough firepower to beat them. We just need to make sure that we utilize that a proper way. And if we're playing with Pine, it could be a little bit of a different offense. It could be less shots. It could be more stuff short and intermediate or over the middle. And if we have Cone and he's fully healthy, then we'll have that element to our offense. And I'd love to see us take shots early and often on this defense, really put them to the test. They have a defensive back by the name of Sauce Gardner. That's an All-American level player. That's someone that we're going to have to really get rattled early and really make sure that he knows he's truly an All-American because he's going up against Notre Dame. He's going to have to prove it against us. But defensively, I'm going to say Drew White game because Drew White will probably be the linebacker that gets stuck with shadowing or spying Desmond Ridder, and you don't want to let him out of your sight. I'm not saying he's like Lamar Jackson or Michael Vick, but the guy can make stuff happen with his legs, and he has good size and can make all of the throws. So he's someone that can truly hurt this defense and pick us apart if given the opportunity. He might be the best quarterback outside of Sam Howell that we'll see all season long. So got to stay disciplined. Got to stay committed to the run when they want to run the football and got to stay, you know, hips open and ready to defend the pass when they're ready to pass. But I got Drew White, my defensive player of the game. For score prediction, like I said, 28-24 Notre Dame. It's going to be a great game. If you're going to the game, embrace it. Have a great time. Like I said last week with the Wisconsin matchup, this is what college football is all about. I know we're not in a conference, but we always get these measuring stick games, and we always get these high-profile games. Let's find a way to win a football game on Saturday. Let's go 1-0 this week, and then we're on to Virginia Tech. But I think that just about wraps it up for this episode of Irish on Tap. I'm your host, Brandon Suarez. You can follow me on Twitter at BDon300, and you can follow our main accounts at OnTapIrish. Be on the lookout for future episodes of the show. We're going to try to look to get some player interviews. I know it's been a while since we've had a player on. A little bit of a different era with the NIL, and we obviously don't have the funds available to pay every guest that comes on the show. So it is what it is. I still have fun, and I enjoy talking Notre Dame football, and I appreciate the people that listen to this show because I know it should be, you know, 2 times a week, or I should have more coverage of it. But, you know, the way things have worked out, I got so much going on in the life. I got, you know, a live show as part of my, you know, work with On Tap for NIU football coverage, and I'm really involved over here. And I also cover the Bears, but I can't forget about my first love, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And I have us winning. Take the money line, take the +1.5, even though I'll never bet like a +1.5 in a football game. Like, just give it to me all or don't give me none of it. I want the money line or I want none of it. And Notre Dame's going to find a way to win a football game on Saturday. We're going to be here to recap it for you next week. And we're going to head into the Virginia Tech week on a positive 5-0, straight cooking, just about halfway home to an undefeated season, which, like I said at the very beginning of the season, Shout out to a friend of the program, Barstool Chief, who had Notre Dame to go 12-0, boosted to plus 4,800 or plus 2,400 or some goofy amount. I don't know. I'm going to win $500 off $20 if we find a way to win 12 football games in the regular season. And I'm so here for that. But really want to appreciate, or we really do appreciate everyone for taking the time to listen to this episode. Stay tuned for articles and future podcasts. Brandon Kane just put out his Ending the NFL weekly article, so you can go ahead and check out and see where Notre Dame players will be playing in the NFL this week. But I got to go. I'm ready for this game on Saturday. It's going to be tomorrow by the time that you hear this. We'll be back with you guys next week. Stay tuned and go Irish.